This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
When your children grow up in life, there are waypoints, I call them, there are benchmarks that you remember as your children grow up of things that have happened and happen in their lives that mark a change point in their life. It's interesting what I remember. I remember some things that some of you may think are a little strange, but I'm a strange person, so I remember strange things. I remember the first time our oldest, our daughter Elizabeth, was able to get up on a Saturday morning by herself, and for the first time, she didn't come into the bedroom and say, "Get me some cereal, Dad." I remember that first Saturday that I heard her get up, I heard her walk into the kitchen, I heard her pull up a chair and get down the Fruit Loops or some other nutritional cereal and bring that down from the shelf and open the refrigerator, get the milk and pour it and sit down by the television. And I remember saying, "Annie, do you realize what this means?" She did this totally on her own. Of course, she was 15 years old at the time, but that was a different story. But that was something that I remember. A significant event. I remember her getting her driver's license. I remember getting her first car and co-signing for that first car and so forth and so on. But one interesting thing that I remember was her senior year of college in Michigan. She called me and said, "Dad, my car broke down. It's done for, the one you bought me in high school, and it's gone." So I went out and bought a car, another used car, a newer car. And I said, "Well, Elizabeth, I assume you're going to fax me the paperwork so I can co-sign, be the guarantor on the car loan." And she said, "No, Dad, I took care of it. They just accepted my signature. I'm fine." And I said, "You're kidding. You signed your own loan and you got your own loan on a car?" And she said, "Yeah, the bank up here just lent it to me, the money." She was able to sign her own name as the guarantor of her own loan. And that was a first-time experience, especially since, as a father, I was used to being the one who's the guarantor. Some of you are doing that right now. You know exactly what I mean. What does that have to do with the message today? Simply this. In the book of Hebrews, the Hebrew writer says Jesus is the guarantee or the guarantor of a new covenant. The book of Hebrews was written to Jewish people who were used to the word covenant. Covenant probably is the most important word in the Jewish religion, next to the name of God himself, covenant. God is a covenant God. He's always had a covenant, which means agreement with his people. A covenant through Abraham, a covenant through Moses, through the law. And so these people were very used to the term covenant and covenant language and what that means. And the Hebrew writer today says this: Jesus is the guarantor of a new covenant, which impacts you, not just Jewish people. It impacts me, not just Jewish believers 2,000 years ago. It impacts people in this part of Ohio who need to know about Jesus Christ in a special way today, where the series title is called Jesus Is, and he's the guarantor. And that's a word for somebody to know that you have someone, get this, who not only says, "I will bring salvation into your life, I guarantee it." And Jesus said, "I'm the guarantor. Through my death on the cross, through my death, burial, and resurrection, I'm the one who guarantees what is to come." It's in the book of Hebrews. We're in the 7th chapter as we continue going through this book. Hebrews 7, verse 22.
And we'll close with the reading of verse 22. "Because of this oath, Jesus has become the guarantee or the guarantor of a better covenant." We'll continue this message tomorrow on Cross Hope. Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org. God bless you, and thanks for listening to Cross Hope.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.